Okay, sure. It's entitled Babe and the Kid, and subtitled The Legendary Story of Babe Ruth and Johnny Sylvester. And what attracted me to this whole story was the fact that I live in Essex Fells, New Jersey, which is where Johnny Sylvester lived in 1926. And I had always, growing up, heard stories about how Babe Ruth had come to Essex Fells, and a lot of the old-timers in town had talked about it, and they mentioned Johnny Sylvester. And I started doing research, and all the movies and the books about the incident always seemed to have, each one was different from the other one, from the next. So I thought it would be great to try to make an historically accurate portrayal, because it's such a wonderful story. And I was determined to get to the bottom of the true facts, you know, that were involved in the story. So the book deals with basically the World Series of 1926, where it took place, and the fact that Johnny Sylvester's father was a National City company in New York City, and had a contact who reached out to the Yankees and the Cardinals, who were getting ready to play the fourth game of the World Series in St. Louis. And the word was that there was a sick boy who was really dying in New Jersey, and could the teams, the players, sign autographed baseballs for the boy, because that was one of his wishes. So the story deals with that, and how the Cardinals sent a baseball, and of course the Yankees sent one, and on it Babe Ruth said, "I'll knock a homer for you, Johnny, in Wednesday's game," which was the fourth game of the World Series. And that home run, he hit three home runs, you know, for Johnny Sylvester. And then the ball was shipped airmail for Johnny, and in New Jersey, and it went airmail. And I was doing research on the book about what it meant to have anything sent airmail in 1926, which was a really not an everyday experience. And in those days, there was a transcontinental route from San Francisco to New York. Feeder routes from the smaller towns. So the feeder route from St. Louis, where the baseballs went from St. Louis to Peoria to Springfield to Chicago, and then met the intercontinental route and then went to New York. But it missed by a day. Charles Lindbergh was in charge of that route, the St. Louis to Chicago route. So that's brought out in the story, and then you know, how Johnny did and what happened afterwards, and how he got better, and then after the World Series, Babe Ruth came to Essex Fells, New Jersey, with a surprise visit to him in his room. And then the book traces what happened to Johnny Sylvester after that. He went on to do very well and was an outstanding scholar at Princeton University. And he became a submarine commander in World War II, and then had his own packaging company in Long Island City, New York, and had two inventions, and had one son and three